Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Kids of the Kingdom this morning. I am your host, subbing in for a special guest host, subbing for Ambassador Monica Young. I'm Ambassador Bradley Young, and once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning into this morning's children edition of our Breakfast of Champions. Amen. And once again, we're very excited. And the kids here, and the Lord is ready to teach us through His Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to talk a little bit today about intimacy with God, our closer relationship with God, and the importance why, and the importance of it. Amen. So right now, let's begin to pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for our children. We thank you that, yes, they are a heritage. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in the midst of the children. Amen. As you're causing them to begin to walk in their full potential, as you're causing them to live a lifestyle of citizens of your kingdom or representing you, even and that at their very precious ages. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, that if they continue to study and continue to be obedient, you will continue, amen, to increase them in spiritual revelation and spiritual knowledge and spiritual understanding of the perfect will, Father, for their lives. And that's to be like them. To be like you. And we thank you, Father. We thank you right now for what you're about to do in your, through your Holy Spirit as the teacher. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that we're all the students, Father, you hear my voice. It will be the teaching of the Holy Spirit this morning. It does all the teaching, and we are all the students. Amen. We're rulers in training, learning how to be rulers on this earth and a world that we're not of. Through you, Father. And we thank you, Father. We thank you that you love us so much that you want us to be like you. So this is your assignment to teach us, teach others how to teach people how to be like you, Lord. So we thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Once again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in to Kids of the Kingdom broadcast, or Breakfast of Champions broadcast. And we thank everyone for coming out this morning, amen. We're going to go into our teaching, amen. Last week we talked about the importance of obeying God's voice. And one of the things God desires for all of us, not just for you children, for us to have an intimate relationship with Him. And what I mean by intimate is like God lives in you. Amen. So He wants us to be that close to Him. His Spirit lives in us, so it can be no more intimate than that. But here's the key to this. We must begin to talk to God every day. Before we even do anything in the morning, we have to begin to talk to God. Amen. Allow God to talk back to us and begin to listen to God. The Bible tells us that without God, we can do nothing. He chose us. We didn't choose Him. Amen. He called us His royal priesthood, His holy nation. Amen. His ambassadors that He wants to equip, amen, for the work of the ministry. And that's to reconcile man back to God and teach him a lifestyle, equip the man to that perfect person, to that perfect spiritual mature person, amen. Even as a child, you can still be mature. Jesus Himself was spiritually mature at the age of 12 years old, amen, because he was an example. So the moment Jesus came to this earth, from the time He was 12 years old and beyond, He was our example of perfection. He was our example of intimacy with God, amen. He spent time and time with God, amen. He spent personal, quiet time with God. Now, we're going to do a couple of verses. I don't know how long we're going to be on this broadcast. Probably about, about a good, let me see how much time. Yeah, we got good time, amen. God wants to begin to continue in our life. God wants to live a lifestyle, amen. So I want to ask you, intimacy is something that you do every day for yourself. What is something personal that you do? How about you, Pete? Get up and wash up and brush your teeth. And eat breakfast, get dressed. See? You're going to see that as something that you do for yourself. That means that's called personal intimacy, personal things you do with yourself. And just like you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, and you wash up, and eat your breakfast. God wants that same time. Matter of fact, God wants the time before you do that. The moment you get up in the morning, God wants you to acknowledge Him, amen, in prayer. Acknowledge Him in worship, acknowledge Him in who He is, ask Him for instructions, ask Him to lead you today. amen, to lead you in his path today, not your path. Our path gets us in trouble. So he wants us to allow his Holy Spirit to lead us in all the right path. Let's go to a couple of verses this morning. Amen. Let's turn to Psalm 63. Yeah, it's very important, God, that we listen to the voice of God. We spend time with God. Amen. One of the things I spoke on the adult broadcast, well, I thank all the other adults that are listening, with your children and your grandchildren, whatever children you're listening to, kids and around the block, is that God, and this God has called us to a deeper, deeper, and closer relationship with him. This is what his plan from the beginning, is that we relate to him in an intimate relationship. We're all worshiping. One of the things we talked about worship yesterday, and worship is a lifestyle with God. Worship is not something that we do on Sunday. Worship is not something we do just on Sunday. Worship is a lifestyle that we live as citizens of God's kingdom on this earth, representing his kingdom. Amen. Representing him with and a character. Amen. His character and his integrity. Amen. And that's what his holiness is. His holiness is his integrity, his character. Amen. The way he acts and the way he represents the kingdom of God. All right, Psalm 63. We'll start at verse 1. It says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Do you see that? It says, early will I seek God. First time you get up in the morning, the first thing you're supposed to do is seek God in the morning. And then the moment you get up, you said, this is David talking. He said, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. He said he wants God so much. It's like going a whole day or half a day or how long you can go without drinking. How long can you go without thirsting? God said the same thirst you have for your drink. Your mouth dry because you're outside playing and your mouth be dry. And you come in the house and you be like, Mom, can I have a glass of water? And you need it real bad because you want to fulfill your thirst because your mouth is dry. That's the same thing David was saying. It's like being in a desert place. You know, a desert is a real dry and hot place to be in. And the period when that walks in the desert always becomes, you get dry mouth and you become thirsty and you want something to drink. God said to have the same thirst. David was saying he had the same thirst for God. We shall have that same thirst for God. Jesus told the woman at the well, at Jacob's well, he said, if you drink this water, you will never thirst again. See, if we drink the water of God and we seek God, God will fulfill all our desires. We won't have any other desires. Matter of fact, because God will know what you need. The Bible also tells us that he knows what you need. Heavenly Father knows what you need. Remember, we seek him and have a thirst and even a hunger for God. First thing on our mind. And you'll see the power of God moving your life. Amen. Even as young children. And Jesus was so powerful, and even David was so powerful because David spent time with God. David was also a young man when he was crowned king. But David, before that, David was a shepherd's boy, and David was a worshiper. He spent time with God. Amen. One of the things God said about David when he was a child, when he told Samuel to anoint David, he said David wasn't even a man. He wasn't a fully grown man. But God said that David was a man after his own heart because David was a worshiper. Worshiper, David spent time with God. He prayed to God. He sung to God. Amen. And then that's why God gave him so much spiritual power. That's why he was able to slew the giant, the lion. He was able to slew the bear and the lion. Every tough place in life, he was victorious because of the time he spent with God. Amen. God's spirit was on David. Amen. But here's the thing, the difference between you and David is that the Holy Spirit came upon David. But you, as being born again citizens of God's kingdom, you have God's spirit that will never leave you. Amen. But see, here's the thing, we have to tap into the spirit of God by surrendering to the Holy Spirit and letting the spirit of God move in our life and give us power, amen, in every area, in our schoolwork, in the schoolyard, when we're playing sports, even winning people to Jesus, even acting the right, even as being a leader, because you're all called to be leaders. When you put a lead by example, amen. The next verse says, to see thy power in thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. He said, God's loving kindness is better than life. He said, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Lift up, God, your hands in worship and praise and honor of God. Amen. It's also a sign of humility. You're humbling yourself before God and you're praising God. Everyone, see this, you got to begin to get this right now. See, our assignment is to train children now as kingdom citizens how to live as ambassadors for Christ and represent his kingdom. See, we all must lead by example. Amen. We don't, just don't lead by our mouth or our words. But we want to train you children like we train the adults and citizens of God's kingdom, that we must lead by example, our lifestyle. Just be a lifestyle, a character, a lifestyle, integrity. Amen. I mean, you're not going to live like the world lives. You won't do what somebody else do. Your friend around the corner is known for, he might be known for the kid that steals, the kid that disrespectful. Amen. But you don't do that. I mean, you'll be the one that will help that child or that friend or that neighbor on the block to help him to be a better person. Amen. Oh, yeah. I was a child. I mean, I grew up with a lot of kids that they're either in jail right now or they're not alive right now. Amen. Because they decided to do them. They didn't want to do God. Amen. They want to be disobedient. And although I wasn't born again when I was a child, amen, it was God's hand was still on me. Amen. A lot of situations I can remember being in, that God has protected me for this particular day so I can stand before you children and teach you the lifestyle, teach you that you must follow God's lead. Amen. If you follow God's lead, God will lead you in the right path. He says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. See that? So to praise God with joyful lips. You better get excited about God. He said, when I remember thee upon my bed, you see that? And meditate on thee in the night watch. He said, before I go, he said, I'll remember the Lord. Before he went to bed, when he lay on the bed, you see, God's supposed to be your first thought and your last thought. Your first thought in the morning and your last thought before you go to bed. Amen. God's your last thought before you go to bed. You'll sleep very peacefully at night. Amen. You won't have nightmares and all kinds of other things you eat at night or things you might watch. Amen. But God should be on your mind all the time. He said, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. God will protect you. He said, in the shadow thy wings I will rejoice. He said, my soul follow hard after thee. You see that? He said, thy right hand uphold me. For those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. He said, even his enemies, you will defeat all your enemies when God is over God, because God will protect you from your enemies. He said, but the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. See that? The difference between seeking God and acting like the world acts. He said, those who are lying, God does not, one of the things God says, you should not lie. God doesn't like liars. And that's one thing he said, the Bible talks about, we read it yesterday, we read it last week. And one of the things he said is six things that God hates, and one is an abomination. He began to went over the list. And one on the list was lying, a person that lies. Amen. Amen. So God is a God of truth, and he wants us all to live the same way. Now we're going to go to a verse that we always talk about on this broadcast, and that's Deuteronomy chapter 6. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Here's the key for intimate relationship with God. For those of you that tune in, we're talking about intimacy with God, closer, deeper relationship with God. Okay. All right, Deuteronomy 6, we already talked about this verse, right? All right, Deuteronomy chapter 6. And let's go right to verse 4. It says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. There's only one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. So you're supposed to love the God with our whole being. Amen. You put love God more than anything in this world. That's relationship. That's what intimacy is about. It's about loving God with all your might, all your soul, all your heart. Amen. That's what intimacy is. See, God doesn't want us to serve him with lip service. And even God, I love you, God wants you to show him that you love him. The perfect way of showing that you love God is by obeying him. He said, those who obey my commandments, he said, he is he. Is that lovely? Amen. If anyone obeys my commandments, anyone hears my words and do them, he said he will liken them into a wise man. I mean, he will look at them as a wise man. Amen. A wise man builds his house on the foundation of God. Amen. And it says that, and all these words which I commanded thee this day shall be in thy heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. See, as parents, your job is to teach the children, your children, how to love the Lord thy God. But get this, not just with your words, parents, with your example. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, one of thy walkers, by the way, he said, thou shalt teach them to their children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou rise. You see the same thing before they go to bed, and then they rise up. Amen. So you must teach your children. He said, thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and thou shalt be a frontlace between thy eyes. For to be in your face. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gate. That's our plan. Is we must be equipped and must follow the commandments of God. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah 65. Psalm chapter 64. We're going to go to verse. This is what happens when you're intimate with God. Verse 24 says, let you read it, Pete.
And it shall come to pass that before thy call I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear.
You see how close that is? You can get no closer than that. Amen. He said, it shall come to pass, he said, because you're being intimate with me. He said, before you open your mouth, he said, I will already answer you. Yeah. You see how intimate that is? He said, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear you. He said, he hears you. He hears your voice. Anyway, that's why the Bible is very clear that it said, one of the commandments, Pete?
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness as your number one priority. God.
See that? Seeking the kingdom of God. That's what intimacy is. Because we're seeking God's active reign over our life, his rulership over our life, his active reign in our life day by day, moment by moment. His present reign in our life. He said, when you seek my reign, you seek my dominion, you seek my authority, you seek my rights, he said, everything else will be added. He said, see, people just look at this as material thing, but he said, even if our relationship be so close, he said, before you open your mouth, he said, I will answer because I already know what you, he said, he already know what you want to ask him before you ask him.
He said, how close that, you can't get no closer than that for a person that answers you before you talk. He said, before you speak, he'll speak for you.
because he knows you. He knows. See, our Father, once Jesus said, that's why he said, don't worry about it. He said, don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about action. Don't worry about sin, that what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. He said, because your Father knows what you have need of. I mean, he knows what you need. He's living inside you. There's nothing close than that. You might know Christmas is coming. We want all these great things. I'm trying to tell you, even though we don't celebrate, we know Christmas is a pagan holiday, but a lot of kids all world are looking for something from Santa Claus. Amen. But see, God is not Santa Claus. The difference between what God does is what God will do is God already knows what you need. But here it is. As we walk as citizens of God's kingdom, we already live under an open heaven, meaning we already have all access to all the benefits of God. But God said, all you got to do is obey. Amen. He said, if you obey me, he said, you should have whatever you want. Amen. Let's go to James chapter 4. We'll probably continue this. I don't probably have much time left, but we'll continue this on. I'm gonna see how far it goes on here. But we'll continue this next Saturday. Obviously, it's a good teaching that we all should get. Even an adult, we must continue to understand that we must seek God in the time of intimacy with God. Amen. God calls us all to be intimate with Him. He doesn't want a religious relationship with Him. God never planned religion. Religion serves God from a distance. It doesn't serve God intimately. All right, I'm almost there, y'all. All right, James chapter 4. Verse 1 says, from whence can wars and fightings among you? The biggest war, the biggest battle is in your spirit and your flesh. Amen. He said, come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members. You see that? It's a fight, it's a war. He said, you lust and have not, and kill in the desire to have, and cannot obtain. He said, you fight in war, yet you have not because you ask not. He said, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. See, God knows the heart of man. Amen. God will never give you anything if you're disobedient. He won't apply. Even the world might give it to you, and God might not be in it. But God is never a God that will reward. God will never reward disobedience. He said, you adulterers and adulteress, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? You see that? Enmity means opposition, disagreement. Amen. It's a disagreement with God. The world system is in agreement with disagreement with God. He's whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Amen. When you friendship of the world, that means you're in agreement with all the things of the world. You're in agreement with all the governments say. You're in agreement with everything that the world agrees with. You're in agreement with it. He said, but do you think that the scripture saith in vain that the spirit that dwelleth in us to envy? God is a jealous God. He said, but he gave him more grace wherefore he said, God resists the proud. God will ignore the proud. He gives the proud. I said earlier, proud and arrogance is an abomination to God. He said, but he gives grace unto the humble. The people that are humble, like you kids, are teachable. Those who God will give grace to. You have God's divine power. He said, this verse says, submit yourselves therefore to God. You submit yourself to the God, that the enemy cannot do anything with you. Because the next sentence is going to say, the next sentence says what? It says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You will know how to handle the devil in situations if you resist. If you hear God, it says that what? Say it again. Submit to God is the key. Our submitting to God will open up doors for other areas of our life. I mean, we will have always have defeat. Even when the enemy, like the enemy might be winning, but see, it's a fight. It's a journey. Amen. It's like one. It's not like a first round fight. Amen. But it's a long round. It's a journey. Amen. Faith. We must fight with our faith, and our faith is not for what we want. Our faith is based on our intimacy with God and our closeness with God, and our ability to submit to God. Remember that most of our battles are won when we submit to God. Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah for a minute. I guess we'll close out after that and we'll finish the book tomorrow. Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. We know the verse. Let's start at verse 11. He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you." You see that? Saith the Lord. "Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expectancy." See, he said, we read that verse earlier. Before you speak, he said, he will answer. That's in Isaiah. Before you open up your mouth, he said, he will already speak. Now let's go to chapter 31. Chapter 31, verse 38. Verse 3. And it says, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." It was God's love that drew you to him. Amen. So God loves you. God's the God went looking for you. Amen. We all know that God went looking for you. Amen. Hallelujah. But he said he draws you before you to be born again. He draws with the everlasting love. Amen. Let's go to chapter 33. We're almost done. Let's see if I can finish this tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow, but finish this up next Saturday. All right, verse 3 says, "It says, call unto me, and I will answer thee." You see this? "And show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." You see that? He said, that's what, you see, everything always goes back to our seeking God. He said, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee. And show thee great mighty things." This relationship that God wants you all to be in is have to be an everyday relationship. You have to seek God every day, every moment by moment. Now we have time. We're gonna go one more verse, and we're gonna just. I'm just gonna say how long we stay on before we get cut off. If and if we, I don't know already. So I'm gonna see if we go five talk until we get cut off. Amen. Psalm 42. Yeah, I'll get other verses out we just have for homework. I know you don't like homework, Pete. Oh, man. Psalm 42. Hallelujah. Glory. Psalm 42. And let's go to verse 1 and 2. Let's read the first verse. It says, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, we already read it earlier, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat, and day and night, and while thou continue to say unto me, where is thy God? All right. I want you to write this verse down. We're reading on time. It's Psalm 127, verse 1 and 24. I encourage you to read that in your own time with your parents and children to read that verse. That's for homework. We've got a couple more verses. Once you read, also write down 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Philippians chapter 3. Okay, let's go to Philippians chapter 3. Then we want to finish it. Amen. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3. Yeah, we're still talking to those who are tuning in. I don't know how long we're going to be on. We're not going to be on for the hour. But that's why I encourage those of you that's tuned in. You can always listen to the recorded broadcast. We're talking about intimacy with God. We're teaching children how to have a closer relationship with God. See, like I said earlier, Jesus himself was our prime example of life and ministry. Jesus had a relationship with the Father. He spent time with the Father. Amen. So you children are required to do the same thing. Philippians. Okay, it's Philippians. Philippians chapter. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. It's Paul talking. Verse 10 says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering and being made conformable unto his death. See, we know when we begin to, like new children, when we begin to and our fights, in other words, you know God. Like when you're going through something, amen, you're going through situations in your flesh where your flesh wants you to disobey God. But see, that's the suffering part. It's causing you to do things that your flesh wants you to do. Amen. Your flesh might want you to do something that might get you in trouble. But it's your spirit that fights. And see, that's the spirit of God in you that fights with you. See, when Christ died, your flesh died. So you must allow our flesh, allow our spirit to control our flesh. Our flesh must die. When you were born again, whatever received Christ, you know, I know you might even know, everybody here didn't receive Christ. When you receive Christ, your flesh died. That's what Paul said, that I might know a positive part. He said, so when you're battling in your flesh, when Christ was resurrected, those were born again. You became born again. You resurrected with Christ. And so Christ went through a suffering process. He went through two. He went through the suffering of the flesh. He was in suffering on the cross. Amen. So crucifix. So you all must die to our flesh. Amen. That's how we know Paul. So I want to know that part of God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's do this. I guess I told you about a couple of verses now, but we can do a couple more. Let's do Philippians chapter 3. So actually, we're going to chapter 3. Let's do this. Go to verse 7. It says, but what things were gained to me, those I count loss for Christ. So you doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Yeah. Paul went through the persecutions. Paul went through the beatings. Amen. Paul went through the finger pointing. I mean, he went through a whole lot of things. He went through torment. He went through all kinds of things. But he said that he count everything done, anything that's worthless, anything that's done, anything that's nothing, that he wins Christ. Amen. He said he wants the excellency and the knowledge of God. He wants to know God better. I said it earlier, and your intimate relationship with God, that means you're getting to know him in a better way. God doesn't want you to have a religious relationship with him. He wants you to have an intimate and private, personal relationship with him. We said it earlier that that comes from prayer and praying with God. We taught you on prayer on this broadcast, that you must begin to get in the presence of God and pray, amen, and not just pray, I'll talk to God. God should be the first thing on our mind, and get up in the morning, and the last thing on our mind when we go to sleep, amen. He's first, foremost, amen. All right, let's go to Colossians chapter 1 and chapter 3. Let me just want to close on out. Finish this up next Saturday. We can't open up the line, we close on out. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 1 says what? He says, if ye then been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. He said, if you have been risen with Christ, you'll keep our mindset on kingdom things. The Bible said we have the mind of Christ, thoughts. See, not, in other words, don't think of things of the world. Don't have a worldly mindset. We have a worldly mind, so you begin to tend to worry about things. God doesn't want us to worry. Next verse says what? It says that set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ. So in your time with God, you're seeking things above. You're seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness as his number one, as your number one priority. Paul says we have the mind of Christ, seeking God first, seeking kingdom thoughts. I mean, when you sit like that, when you think on things on the earth, you're thinking like the world, what people of the world think. See, God wants our minds, he wants us to have kingdom thoughts, kingdom mindset. I mean, kingdom mindset is not like the world, so he wants you to think. That's why we got to learn about Jesus, we got to study Jesus. And I encourage you parents to begin to study with your children. Study with teach them always. Let's open the pen on this broadcast. Come spend time with your children and teach them the kingdom. You can teach your kids, children, the kingdom. All you got to do is let the Holy Spirit teach. Remember, the Holy Spirit is the one that's teaching. Amen. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. One more. Well, I said it earlier. You said, yeah, we had one more. Amen. All right, I don't know how long we're going to be on. Amen. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. People say, well, you can't be telling these kids this stuff, hey, they got to do it. So it's on the verse 1. It says, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us, how you ought to walk and to please God, so you will abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. We talked about fornication before. It's called sexual outside of marriage. Anything you do outside of marriage, it's called fornication. Anything you do, I mean, kissing and hugging and feeling all that stuff, it's not your spouse. I know y'all too young. Sometimes we try to think it's so cute that kids can have boyfriends and girlfriends. I'm going to start teaching next week on this is probably for the older kids, because little kids don't date, but we need to even learn that, because children today should have their mind focused on their schoolwork, education, first God. Amen, because a lot of things is a sidetrack. A lot of things will hinder your growth. A lot of things will hinder your forward progress. Amen. Glory to God. So it says, abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel of sanctification and honor. Amen. Now, so let's begin to honor God with our bodies, honor God with our mind, honor God with our spirit. This is why intimacy with God is very important. Amen. Glory to God. All right, we're going to do one more. Ephesians chapter 5. I guess we're going to pray out, and that'll be it. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 1 says, be ye therefore followers of God. You hear that? Following God. Intimacy with God. As dear children. And walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savior. See that? He said, be followers of God, not followers of man. Paul tells us, I believe it's Corinthians 11, 1 Corinthians, I believe he said that, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. Follow any of your parents. Follow us. My parents is very imperative that you follow Christ. Follow the example. You have a leader. Praise God. I pray you have a leader that follows God, that follows Jesus, that follows the pattern that Jesus followed. That's why it's imperative that we understand our relationship with God. This is why we must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness as our number one priority. Seeking God will open up all type of avenues for us. Seeking God will empower you to live a lifestyle as a citizen of his of the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. All right. So we want this closed on out right now. Glory to God. We'll finish this up. Next Saturday, I thank everyone for calling the broadcast this morning. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your children. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that's teaching us how to teach our children how to live as citizens of your kingdom, Lord. And we honor you. We just thank you, Father. We magnify you today, God. We thank you, Father God, that we teach our children how to have a hunger and thirst for righteousness. You said it. You said it. You said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake, for they shall be filled. Amen. We thank you. Our children are walking in obedience, that they learn how to obey the voice of God. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to continue covering our children and protecting our children. Amen. As they live as your example, as little prince and princesses throughout the world and royalty. Amen. And they represent you in your character, Lord, and your integrity, Father. And I pray that these children will continue to increase with more spiritual revelation and spiritual knowledge and spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding of the perfect will for their lives and to be just like you, Jesus. Jesus was 12 years old walking in power and integrity and character of God. So my prayer is for all these children to begin to walk the same way even as the boy Jesus walked. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father, and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Once again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in to our Breakfast of Champions edition of Children's Kids of the Kingdom. Amen. We'll see you next Saturday, the same time, the same place for what, Pete? Kids of the Kingdom. Yeah, amen. I want to tell you all that we love you. God bless you. Spend some time with your children. Tell your children you love them. And seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. Amen. We like to always close out by saying this. Pete, tell them, Pete. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. For Jesus is Lord. Amen. 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 Also this. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for our Kingdom New Birth radio broadcast. Amen. Starting at 6 o'clock. We have a new number now. Amen. It's posted on Facebook. Amen. So you can tune in tomorrow. We don't do blog talk. We only do blog talk for the Kids of the Kingdom broadcast. Amen. So I just encourage everyone to tune in tomorrow morning, even at 6 o'clock for the number. For those who don't have the number, I gave it last week, 712-770-4010. And the access code is 359-972. So once again, I want to tell you all, God bless you all. I love you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Amen. Enjoy your holiday. Amen. Remember this. Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a good morning.